Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So my wife, Angela, is definitely my favorite blogger and YouTuber extraordinaire. And she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you may have seen my husband, Matt, on TV or in the movies Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3. I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chat.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
We have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we are so in love.
And we want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know the rewards are great.
We're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that we can pass on to you. So join us in this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Well, welcome, everybody, to a very special podcast episode, number 74 of Hello, Baby. I kind of lied right there. That is really...
I was going to say, what's so special about
it? It's really not that special. There's nothing really special at all about it. I guess the special is that we're here and we're recording. And hey, we're both together in Toronto. That is what is special about it.
That is special. It's my first time to Toronto. It's Kenny's first time leaving the country. She's a little international traveler now.
She's a jet setter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big milestone, a big mark in the world of Kenny.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So we're up here. We think we're just going to be here for a few days, right? So my filming schedule right now, you know, you guys know, it's always a little crazy.
Up and down.
Yep. So right now I've got a couple of days I'm working, and we decided to bring up the girls with me. So here we are. We thought today, you know, we were driving up yesterday, and we just kind of put out a little APB. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
It's an all points bulletin.
Is that?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah, it's like a cop thing.
Okay.
Just us cops would only know that.
Oh.
And
are you a cop of?
You.
Whatever.
I enforce you.
Whatever.
So we put out a question to ask us questions. And so we thought, you know what? Let's just do that on the podcast today. Let's answer some of these questions that we got on the drive up to yesterday. And yeah, I mean, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys like this sometimes. All right. Without, you know what? I'm sick of saying that. I say that every time.
Yeah, you do say it every time.
Yeah. So let's just roll that music and get started on today's episode. Here we go. Okie dokie. We're back. So, yeah, like I was saying, so we were trying to figure out if I was going to come up. I've been coming up to Toronto by myself. We've talked about that enough. And I rented this big old stupid place for working because I thought my whole family was going to be here. So it's like this crazy place in a great part of town. And they've not been up here one time.
It's because your filming schedule has been so short. Like this time he's coming up and it's, we came up on Tuesday. He's got one scene on Wednesday, one scene on Thursday, and then he's off again for 4 days. So it's like, it's kind of like a long trip to put Kenny through to just be here for a couple of days every time.
It is. And we were concerned about that, honestly. So we kind of have always, like, every time I come up lately, I'm like, you guys want to come up? And we've kind of just never done it. And then I don't even know why this time really was changed and we actually decided to do it.
Well, I think it was because you only have the one scene each day versus like coming and working all. That's the other thing about coming up here is like for me to bring her up here and then you're working crazy at long hours or like on you're on nights or both.
Right. It's tough.
It's really tough because it's like I'm in a brand new city with her.
You're single parenting not even in your own house. She doesn't have her toys. She doesn't have her room. She doesn't have her.
Yeah. And this place is definitely not baby proofed. So.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. It's there's like four flights of stairs and they're not gated off.
No,
and
no, they are gated. You didn't see the gates?
The one is.
Well, there's a couple of gates. They had babies, but it's like it's not the most fantastic. Oh, look at that. I just got a text that they're pushing my call further. So we have an additional.
What do you know?
Half an hour. So, yeah. So anyway, it is just hard.
Yeah.
And Angela's mom is still in Ohio. She's got a she's kind of taking care of her dad a little bit, you know, recovering and from that the that cancer would
also,
surgery.
That's also one of the big reasons why we haven't been up here.
Yeah, true.
My dad's surgery. And you rented this particular location with the knowledge that my mom would be coming so that Kenny had a room, my mom had a room, and we had a room.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole purpose of it.
Right, right.
So all the my dad's illness came out of left field and it kind of just threw us all for a loop. And, you know, we're just trying to adapt.
Right, right, right. So they ended up coming up, Angela and the baby. And here we are for a few days hanging out. I pretty much got in the place. I'm just going to admit it. It's not a mess. I'm not a messy person per se, but it's definitely not to Angela's standards. She's giving me the stink eye right now.
What do I call you all the time?
A tornado?
No.
Linus?
Pigpen.
Pigpen, that's right.
Pigpen, because in Charlie Brown, he's got like a tornado of dust around him, and there's a sock here and a shoe there.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
You don't think that's true?
No.
Then why can I never find matching socks for you?
Because that is a thing, Angela.
It's only yours.
The
never
dryers
mind.
And the washers eat
never
socks.
Never mind.
Let me tell you something
not
funny.
Not even Kenny, just you.
A funny story literally just happened 10 minutes ago. You know,
it's
we
true.
Like all of us, we all joke about, the dryer eats our socks. And by the way, I just posted this like a few days ago on my Instagram. I was wearing two L socks. You know what with Nike, you get they label them left and right. It's a thing for me. It bothers me if I have two rights or if I have two lefts. I just don't like it. I feel like it sets my day off weird. I don't like it. And the other day, I resorted to wearing two lefts, and my day wasn't right. You know what I mean?
I don't really know why that would be because...
You didn't catch that, did you?
I did catch it because you don't see the left or the right. You're putting your socks in shoes.
No, but I said my day wasn't right.
Oh, gosh.
Because I had two lefts on.
Oh, gosh. I was too busy, like, focusing on the fact that your socks could not possibly throw off your entire day.
Well, it is weird. I hate putting them on there. I hate sticking them. I know they're there. I know they're two lefts. No one else does, but I do. It's like wearing your underwear backwards, you know, messes up your day. So anyhow, what I was going to say is that we all joke about the dryer eating our socks, and I'm not even kidding. The dryer, there was a sock down in the thing, like, you know, where you put the tray to catch the lint.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to put the tray down in there, couldn't get it in. I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? Couldn't get it in there. So I looked down in there. Sure enough, there's a gray sock down in there. A gray Nike sock. Not the culprit of a couple of days ago between the left and the right, but a different one. Literally, the dryer was trying to eat the sock. It does happen. It can happen. Buyer beware. That's my PSA.
That has, in the entire time we've been together, never happened before today, and we've been together a long time. So that's not the reason why we're missing. I have, in Ohio, I think it's 6 left socks with no rights.
Where's the rights
How
go?
Does that happen?
You're telling me.
I do your laundry. I match your left and your rights together.
You tell me where the rights go.
I'm about
go.
To throw away all those L's.
Don't throw away the L's.
But then you're telling
those
me that
Nike
when you put the two socks,
socks
on that
they're
are the
expensive.
Two L's, that it messes you up. Do I need to go get a sewing machine and like stitch an R on them?
No, but you know what? We should seriously open a company that sells the other, just one individual sock.
I would just like somebody to sell me an individual AirPod. That's what I would like.
Do you think they do that?
I don't know, but McKinley lost one of my AirPods and I have been without it for months now and it's so irritating.
I love that now that we're parents of like a 2-year-old almost, we can pretty much blame anything on her. Like it's not her fault that you lost an AirPod.
I didn't lose it. She opened it. She took my AirPod and put it somewhere and I don't know where it went.
Hmm.
It's really weird.
Well, so what I was saying is that Angela came up here and within, I'm not even joking, 10 minutes, she had my entire closet, entire bathroom, and the master bedroom all organized and put away. And, you know, I've been here for like a month and a half and I had just like stuff everywhere. You know what it is that I've been, again, I've been in and out of the city when I'm not filming to come see you guys. I don't ever have time here. Like I come home, I'll eat my breakfast or my dinner after work or my snack before bed or something like that or whatever it is. I go to sleep, you know, I study, go to sleep, watch a little TV,
wake up. But
it
literally took 10 minutes.
Wake up, make coffee, kind of get going again.
But how much more settled do you feel now?
Well, I do feel more settled. Now I don't have a suitcase.
You don't live in a whirlwind. You can actually see your bathroom counter. Like,
oh, come on.
That bathroom counter was a wreck. It really was. And he was living out of an open suitcase in the middle of this beautiful, grand walk-in closet. And there's tons of hangers.
True.
It was just like, and you had all of your nice button-up shirts wadded up on the floor. You had a
No.
Yes, they were over in the corner.
Nope, I had those hanging. Don't even sell me out like that.
There were some hanging, but there was a bunch in the right-hand corner over here.
No,
there were. I just hung them. And your dirty clothes were like basically overflowing. You were living out of the dryer right now because the clothes that were clean, you go down, you get what you want out of the dryer, and you leave the rest in there.
Okay, look. I started this kind of as a fun little joke, but now you're getting a little harsh with it. You're making me sound...
I'm not harsh. I'm just telling the truth.
You're making me sound like I can't take care of myself, which is not even true.
Babe.
Lived a long time without you.
No.
And I've been doing laundry up here. So instead of just putting away that load of laundry, yeah, I had the clean clothes just sitting in the laundry because it's a...
So when you needed a pair of underwear, you had to go get them out of there?
Yes.
You had no clean underwear anywhere else?
In the dryer. What are you talking about?
I ask you all the time how you functioned before me.
What do you mean?
Maybe I've just spoiled you. Is that what it is? Or did you just really live a messy life before me?
No, you're being ridiculous. You're making me sound like real bad here. And this is just not the case.
I think you're just a typical guy. I think that's how men live.
It's just not the case. If this was my place, if I was here, it would be put away. It'd be organized, okay? It's just because I don't...
That's the biggest...
No. It's just like... This is like a hotel for me. I come in and out of quickly. I go to work. I come back. You know, I take
but
a shower.
But there's no maid service.
And get on the road. I know. Yeah, okay. What do you mean?
At a hotel, at least you'd have somebody to clean up and give you fresh towels and stuff.
Oh, well.
You know?
Well, who needs a fresh towel? I mean, you're clean anyway when you get out of the shower.
Gosh.
You guys know what I'm saying?
That's gross.
Look, I wash the clothes. All right, chill. Hey, let's get back to some baby stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so before we kind of jump into the Q&As...
I didn't even say that this was for the podcast when I put it up last night. I just was going to answer questions on the road.
While we were driving. No, I know.
Which I did. I answered a few.
But you didn't answer much. So I was like, well, hey, let's do it on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I answered like, I don't know, four. So
right.
Maybe five.
Right.
But yeah. So I have a whole slew of them.
Yeah. Well, let's get to them. But I was going to talk about the drive real quick.
Yeah.
Because it pertains to baby stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we did the drive. Obviously, one of the reasons why we didn't want to just travel all the time is it's a hard drive. It's about a 5.5 hour drive. Kind of from where we're at to our area in Toronto. And it's tough because 5.5 hours, as you guys might know, on a toddler, 21 months old, it kind of becomes like, you know, 7 hours, 7.5 hours. You got to stop and let them stretch their little legs and get their wiggles out and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, car seats, they're like so much more restrictive than a regular seat. And I just feel bad for her. So,
which, by the way, we just turned her facing forward.
Big, big, big milestone. We have not talked about that
yet. I wanted to leave her rear facing as long as humanly possible, but her little legs were getting so scrunched up.
Crammed, yeah.
That she was uncomfortable, and we just felt that it was time to turn her around.
Yeah. So we went through the whole forward facing shift, and it just feels like she's a big girl now.
She is so big.
But you know,
she's also taller than a lot of babies her age, I've noticed. Which she's always been in the 90th percentile for height. But her little legs are so long that she just, they just felt like they were up to her elbows because she couldn't stretch them out when she was rear facing.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for her.
I think it's better for her. It's kind of better for us too, because we can turn around and look at her. We can see what's going on. If she's whining or crying, we can, you know, give her different toys and juice and stuff like that. So it's kind of it's good for us, but it's just sad because she's growing.
It's true.
All in all, I feel like drive went pretty well.
We
got on the road.
Excellent.
We were on the road for about an hour before we made a planned pit stop at Bye Bye Baby, which is just it's a store for baby stuff. It's like a huge store.
Because we didn't have one down near us in Ohio, but there was one way up north in I guess that's Warrensville Heights or something. That's where we stopped.
And the reason we stopped is because we decided to, instead of getting a crib for this place up here, because we just don't know how long that Kenny and everybody's going to be up here and in and out and all that, we decided to get like a travel pack and play. And we went there to see what they had. And we got the, what is it, Skip Hop?
The Skip Hop, we love Skip Hop a lot.
Mm-hmm. We got a Skip Hop travel crib, and it was like $150, I think.
It was more than that. It was expensive.
Was it?
Yes, it was $179.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is expensive. I cannot believe how expensive cribs and
pack and plays
and car seats are. Oh my gosh. I mean, you're talking like $250 for a decent car seat. So got that one. It's pretty good. It's pretty basic. It folds down really nicely. I guess that's really the main thing. I mean, that's why it's a travel one. So we got that, and we just decided to throw that in our room, actually in our closet. The closet here is a really, really big closet.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Almost like two stories. It's kind of weird.
It's huge.
So it's right next to the room, so we can hear her and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we just threw it in there, and she's actually napping in a bedroom downstairs right now.
Directly below us. I actually just popped in, and she was still awake.
Was she?
Yeah.
It takes her forever to go to sleep here and nap.
Well, she threw her binky, and so I picked it up and gave it to her, and she took it and...
And laid down?
She was already laying down, so yeah. She was just thankful to have her binky back.
So, yeah, we got that one. It's pretty good. The weird thing about it is that there's no flooring base to it, as in like a metal structure. So what I'm saying is that the flooring of the pack and play is goes all the way to the actual floor, but I feel like the rails are still the same height. So you almost have to bend down that extra 5 to 6 inches, which really makes a difference, especially in the middle of the night. Like last night, to get her to sleep, we put her in bed with us to kind of get her to go to sleep. Because she wasn't having it. She was scared in the new crib and the new room and all that kind of stuff. Didn't know where we were. So we let her sleep in the middle of us last night until she fell asleep. And then we transferred her over.
And she did wake up in the middle of the night scared. Do you remember that?
Because we tried the crib first. That's what happened.
Oh, is that what happened? I kind of feel like I dozed off.
Yeah, we tried the crib first. And then she woke up.
I thought in the middle of the night she woke up again. And you went in and rocked her a little bit and put her back down. Did she not do that? Did I dream that?
Well, no. She got scared. I went in and then rocked her a little bit. Then I thought we brought her in here.
No, that was the second time in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I'm a little dazed and confused myself. It was a messed up day because we didn't get into Toronto until like midnight.
It was really late.
Which is obviously way past her bedtime. And
she was passed out in the back seat.
And this has to do with the drive up. She did pass out for about the last 45 minutes. But which, her regular bedtime is like 8 p.m. or something, or maybe even a little earlier. So she was way past her bedtime. She does good in the car, driving. I was getting to all this, we got that, got some new shades for the windows, got a couple of toys, got a baby shark book, got an animal book that has sounds and that
was Elmo.
She loves it, but mm-hmm. It also might be the bane of my existence because
I think the baby shark one's worse.
25 minutes straight, I heard a neighing horse.
I thought the baby shark was way worse.
My shark. Oh, that song.
But it's like all different versions of that song.
Yeah.
Like in little different ditties.
And of course she loves playing the buttons.
Yes.
So about an hour. Got that stuff, picked it up, got back on the road, drove up to Erie, Pennsylvania, got out there and stopped at Chick-fil-A. We know Chick-fil-A is a good place for Kenny because pretty much every Chick-fil-A has a play place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's funny is the last two times we tried to do it, she's been scared to go in there. I don't know why.
I don't know what's going on with that or where that came from. Because that used to be like pure delight.
Yeah, going to a play place. So she does not like it. So last night we stopped at Chick-fil-A. You can get some fairly healthier options for us, and we can get some stuff for her too that she'll eat. So that's kind of a go-to fast food place when we're traveling. So had a bunch of people in there last night that recognized me from 90210.
When he says a bunch of people, literally we walked in the door and everybody knew who he was. From there was a table of teenage girls to everybody behind the counter at Chick-fil-A. literally the whole restaurant like was in uproar, I felt like, when we walked in, because they knew who you were. It was like, it was kind of crazy.
It was funny. Yeah, we ordered in like the middle of our ordering. We didn't wait in line, by the way. We went straight to the counter. Like, these girls were on top of it. Like, we were in the middle of the order and someone comes up and she goes, "Is this you?" And showed me, you know, my Instagram home. And I was like, yeah. So anyway, but hey, shout out to the good workers at Erie, Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A, because they gave us a free bag of cookies.
Yeah, that was sweet of them.
That was really nice of them. And they said, they wrote on the bag and they were like, you know, "Thanks for visiting Erie, Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A." And super sweet, a bunch of teenagers. And I've actually stopped at that place before, because it's a good stopping point for me when I'm driving back and forth. And one of the guys was like, "Yeah, you know, the other girl, she freaked out last time you were in here," and it was on a big group chat and whatever. So anyway, I hope they enjoyed that, because they probably don't have, you know, people they see on TV coming through there very often. And they were really cool and really nice. And thank you to their hospitality. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And there's another group of girls that came up and said hi, and, you know, shout out to you guys if you happen to listen. You guys were really cool, really kind. But Kenny was freaking out this whole time. I think, you know, she was watching Toy Story 2 or 4.
Yeah, Toy Story 4 just came out, so I bought it. That's a pro tip for you guys. If you're traveling with a toddler, when it comes time to go on a road trip, introduce a brand new movie on that road trip. But don't do it as soon as they get in the car. Like, run out of all of your resources first. Like, we didn't introduce the iPad until she had played with every book, every toy, and it was dark outside. And then we allowed her to watch something on the iPad.
Yeah, yeah. So she got interrupted from that movie, and I think she was not happy. So, but we went in, we ate, but she just wasn't, she was screaming the whole time. I mean, not while she was eating, but just, she wasn't putting chicken nuggets in her mouth. She was not happy. So then we made a stop at Target, picked up a few things. Angela got some Once Upon a Farm packets for her and that sort of stuff. And we got on our way, and we got into Toronto. What time? About midnight is what I am.
Maybe even a little bit later, actually.
And the last hour is when she was kind of sleeping, and she did pretty good. I mean, she cried a little bit and whined a little bit, but
she
whined.
She didn't even cry. There were no tears. I let her watch all of Toy Story, and then she watched all of Tangled. And after Tangled finished, I was like, "Okay, it's time to go night-night." So I took the iPad away, and I gave her her bottle, which wasn't really warm, unfortunately. And
pro tip, although it didn't really work, we put her bottle in between my legs and turned the heat seater on and tried to heat it up with body heat and
the seat heater.
Wait, seat heater. That I'm not even joking. I screw that word up all the time. It's just in my brain. Seat heater. Wait, sure. Heat seater. Yeah. Seat heater.
Heater.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't compute. I have to think about it. So,
but really the pro tip here is go to Starbucks and get steamed milk and hand them the bottle when you get to the window and have them put it in the bottle for you, and then let it cool off in plenty of time.
Yeah.
We tried to do that, and we pulled up and they had just closed.
Yep, that's true.
So
that's true.
We were SOL. Luckily, my mom had thrown a bottle with fresh milk into a refrigerated pack in the car before we left. So we did have fresh milk for her.
What do you mean I did that?
Oh, I thought she made the bottle and you put it in the refrigerated pack.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a team effort.
Yeah.
So we gave it to her. She drank it. And then when she was done, she got a little bit fussy. She didn't cry. She was just whining a little bit. But she had her blankie. She had her binky. And I brought a true blanket for her. When I say blankie, it's a burp cloth. That is her blankie. Like, yeah, from the beginning of her life, she has loved these little burp cloths. So anyways, yeah, she just went to sleep. She didn't cry. She didn't fuss, really. I mean, just a little bit. And that was it. She was done. The one thing that did happen, though, that we didn't know until we got to Toronto, is she put the bottle next to her in the seat and it turned upside down. And the whole thing that she didn't drink, because she drank about half of it, leaked all over her seat. So her seat is soaking wet with milk right now.
You know what? And that might be why she was fussing, because she had freaking wet pants.
Yeah, she had a poor little wet tushy. So I'm actually washing her PJs right now. But when we get back to Ohio, I'm going to have to do like a steam clean of that car seat or something, because it's going to smell like sour milk after long.
Yeah, I wonder if those little pads can be washed in the washer.
I don't know, but we have that car seat place in LA that's amazing. They do it the same day. I wonder if there's something like that in Ohio.
I don't know.
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, yeah. Love Every delivers captivating toys that babies obsess over and parents love. Matter of fact, Time magazine called the play kits one of the best inventions of the year for a few simple reasons. Every kit, you get a science-backed, eco-friendly toy tailored to your child's stage of development. Love Every's play guides provide all the guidance to what parents want or how to play with the toy, or you know, when to do it and the research behind it and why. It's all that cool scientific stuff that's going to help your kids learn and grow and help you as a parent just kind of relate to them. Every toy is beautifully designed, which is why Love Every is one of the most Instagram brands out there for children from 0 to 24 months. Kenny loves her Love Every
package.
Oh
my gosh, she loves it so much. She plays with those toys every single day. And they're so educational, which I love as a mama.
Yeah.
Because it teaches her, you know, it helps me teach her about colors and shapes and just her motor skills, you know, and different things. It's great.
Yep. You can feel confident you're giving your little ones a great start with toys from Love Every. For a limited time, Love Every is offering our listeners a special discount when you subscribe to the Play Kit. Just enter our code HELLOBABY at checkout and you'll get $15 off. That is $15 off your subscription at loveevery.com. That's LOVEVERY.com with promo code HELLOBABY at checkout. Okay, well, hey, I think we've exhausted that. Talking about the trip up, we're here. So let's get going into some of these questions last night.
Okay, so I just popped on to stories, like I said, and I said, hey, ask us anything. First question that pops up is actually from our friend Adam Gregory.
Adam Gregory.
he asked, do you prefer LA or Tennessee?
And as you guys know, we just bought a place in Tennessee. You heard us talk all about it on the last podcast or two podcasts ago. And I feel like they're very, very different places, but I also feel like we have not really spent enough time in Tennessee to really tell you like what we prefer. I think they're just going to be so different. There's going to be pluses and minuses to both places. But I don't know. I'd have to assume as it pertains to this podcast, meaning like the family life and the kid and all that, we think Tennessee is going to be a better place to raise a kid. So that's a drop. I can't answer that, but we'll see. That's a big we'll see.
Next one is from Joey Stravaganza. I actually know her and I just really love her. She wants to know what's your favorite app.
Is that really her last name? Joey Stravaganza?
I'm just saying the handle.
Joey Stravaganza.
I actually don't know what her last name is. I have to look. What's your favorite at-home meal to make together? Recipe, please. We don't really cook a lot together. What we do is I do the kitchen work and you do the grill work. It's typically what we do.
Yep, that's one of our. That's how we do
that's,
it.
That's kind of just how we divide and conquer. If I had to say something that we do together, it would be you're taking care of the salmon, our favorite grilled salmon from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And then I do my Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Angela does these Brussels sprouts and well, go ahead and tell them. I mean, she asked for,
I feel like the way I've been doing them just recently is better though. I just half my Brussels sprouts, put them in a Ziploc bag and toss them with olive oil, fresh Parmesan cheese, sea salt, fresh cracked black pepper. And then I throw them on a cookie sheet and I bake them, I want to say at 350 for 20 minutes. They're really good.
They are. And then for the salmon, since this is the other part of the meal, yeah, it's the salmon that we love to get from Costco. And we feel like Costco's got really good salmon. And it comes in like a metal tin and it's got like a little dollop of pesto butter or something already on it. And we love that stuff. I just take the whole tray and I put it on the grill. And then what I'll do is I'll sprinkle like some basil on it. It's already got some spices on it. And I'll sprinkle a little bit of like lemon pepper in there. And then I'll put a slice of lemon on top of that. And basically just let it grill and let that butter kind of melt down over the salmon. Oh my gosh, it's good. And then you just cook to your, you know, whatever style you like. I like the salmon a little softer in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Angela likes a little bit firmer, a little flakier. But yeah, that's one of our.
I mean, for the other side, we usually do that Trader Joe's Harvest Medley.
Yeah, we do.
Is there a Trader Joe's between here and Ohio and home in Ohio? Because I'd really like to stop and get some of our fall favorites. Because, you know, this time of year, guys, if you are anywhere near Trader Joe's, all of their fall and like seasonal stuff comes out and it's only available right now. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Do you know if we're going to pass one?
I don't know. We'll look it up.
We got to do that. Okay. Next question is from Katie W. Bad. And it's baby number two. I know you're not supposed to ask about that, but are you open to it? I answered this on my stories last night with a yes, no, maybe. Because that's kind of where we're at in life right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of a number two, and we've sort of already talked about it all, but the idea of a number two appeals to both of us for multiple reasons. Right now, it feels like it would just be hard, like overwhelmingly difficult, I guess, with the lifestyle and just everything that's going on in our life right now. But we also realize that we don't want to wait that long because part of the main reason of having another one is for, you know, for Kenny, and so that the both of them could, you know, have a sibling. So I don't know. We're not sure. And we don't know how to go about planning because my filming schedule and all that kind of stuff and where we're going to be living and blah, blah, blah. And so
I know that a lot of times you can't really plan a pregnancy, but the first pregnancy happens so easily for us that I don't know that it will again this time, but if it does and we are able to kind of plan timing a little bit, that would be amazing. But we just have no idea how to even do that. So it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe we'll get to the point where we'll just stop being careful and see what happens.
Yeehaw.
I just had an idea, by the way. Do you know what would be really fun, one episode we should do? And you guys, you can chime in about this, but it would be really fun if we did like a Facebook Live, Instagram Live podcast that we could answer the questions as they're coming in live. Wouldn't that be fun? It'd be like an interactive live podcast.
You mean record the podcast?
Like record it live on Facebook and Instagram, and people can ask the questions as we're recording the podcast so they can listen into it live and then also go back and listen to it.
Like when we put it out on iTunes?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Isn't that fun? Okay. Yeah. Next question is from Rinalty, and they asked, do you still breastfeed or just formula, and which one? Kenny girl is now 22 months old, and I stopped breastfeeding back in January. She was almost 14 months old, and I didn't wean her. She just was done. She just stopped. So she went straight to cow's milk, and she never looked back, and it was much easier for her to stop than it was for me.
Yeah, you had a little emotional attachment to it.
Well, I mean, I went through a whole thing because of it, but yeah, it was just, yeah. But yeah, she's been on cow's milk. She's never even tasted formula. And it wasn't because I think that formula is bad or anything like that. We just never had a need for it. So next question is from Atel Camp 11. Would love to hear about y'all's faith, more about y'all's faith. I think that we kind of, you know, I talk about it all the time on my blog and like YouTube and stuff like that. We're Christians, you know. I don't really know what else to say other than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's all my Twitter. My Twitter profile says Christian Actor Jedi.
We're born again Christians. And
I do it that way because I feel like I'm a Christian above all.
We're members of Church Home. Judah Smith is our pastor and we just absolutely adore him. He's been a major influence in our lives and in our marriage. He actually was our marriage counselor too, him and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
So next question is from Silva Zander. If you could, I'm not even like proofing these before I'm reading them. So I hope
these
there's
are all
nothing.
Surprises. I've not heard of these. I haven't heard of them either.
I'm not either. I have not seen them either. So I hope we don't get anything too embarrassing. Although I like embarrassing. If you could both travel anywhere and do anything, where would you go? I'd go to Greece or Israel. I go to Greece because I want to see where my family came from. My great grandfather was born and raised in Greece. And then Israel, I just want to go and walk the places that Jesus walked.
Yeah.
I think that would be so, I actually would love to do that before we have baby number two. I would love to go on a trip and experience the Holy Land. I think that would be the trip of a lifetime. I also want to do an ancestry trip, like a heritage trip. I want to do that with your dad.
Yeah. I mean, I
think that would be a dream.
Israel would be incredible for me too. And I'll say two other places. One is kind of the Switzerland, Austria region.
Scotland. I want to see Scotland. You're from Scotland too. The McKendries.
I've got some ties there. Yeah. I think that, but the Switzerland, the Austria gosh, I see some of those like Instagram videos of like the little villages in the mountains that just like reach up far on each side with the snow capped and the waterfalls. And oh my gosh, it just looks breathtaking. I'd love to see that area, take a train ride, you know, through some of those mountainous areas and valley villages and stuff like that. I got family that's from the Salzburg, Austria area.
Is that your Jewish family?
Your
Jewish heritage. You're Ashkenazi Jew, right?
I don't know.
I think you are. I'm more about the history. Like, I want to know about genealogy and history, and that's more about like taking in the beauty of the location.
Yeah.
So the two combined, we kind of like get it all when we go someplace like that.
The second place I would say, because I've been to Bora Bora, but I've always wanted to go to the Maldives or Maldives, however you choose to pronounce it, I suppose.
I've never heard it Maldives. Is that what it's really
called? What have you heard it?
Maldives.
Oh, well, Maldives. It's a place that looks similar to Bora Bora with the amazingly blue waters. There's also the Seychelles, which are the Seychelles part of the Maldives? I don't know. But anyway, I'm a sucker for that blue clear water that you can see down 20 feet. It's where I want to stay. So
yeah, it looks amazing. And Bali too. Bali looks amazing.
Yeah, sure.
I've always wanted to go to South America too, in Central America.
Really?
Yeah, where? I've always wanted to go to the rainforest.
Really?
As a kid, I used to dream about going to the rainforest and seeing like all of the just tropical plants and animals. I've never told you that before.
You haven't.
Just everything. I've just always dreamt of that. And I think it's because when I was little, and I cannot believe I've never taken you here. When I was little, every year, pretty much elementary through graduation, it was a yearly field trip for me to go to the Cleveland Zoo and then the rainforest. And there was something about going to the rainforest in Cleveland that was so magical to me that I've always wanted to go to the Amazon.
Right.
Okay. This one is from Derek Wolf's girl. And favorite road trip songs to sing along to or listen to? Well, last night we listened to the bedtime playlist.
Yeah. Her bedtime playlist has, we've talked about it before. It's got little Elvis on it. It's got worship music. All kinds of stuff. Judy Garland on it.
All kinds of stuff. Very calming, Bing very Crosby. Soothing. A lot of Elvis. That's my favorite. But for road trip, like, we don't have any go-tos. I do have a playlist that I made on Spotify. I should share it with you guys. It's called my Seaside Playlist, and it's some of our favorite songs from that remind us of being at 30A. It's a great playlist. Another thing that we kind of go to, though, and it's not music, is podcasts. We love to listen to podcasts and to audiobooks when we travel. I'm more of an audiobook person than Matt is, but I'm like really hardcore into audiobooks. I had a goal this year to read 50 books, and I'm not even at 50%, and I'm like cracking down right now. That's why I keep listening to my books, is because I really wanted to meet my goal this year, and I wanted to do half fiction, half nonfiction. Just because I feel like I learn so much when I read.
You know, I just feel like sometimes I do like listening to audiobooks. Matter of fact, I've listened to several now doing this drive.
You just do better by yourself, I think.
I do, because I get distracted.
With Kenny?
Well, with everything. I tend to get distracted with audiobooks. And if I get distracted, then I'm like, I didn't hear what they were saying for 30 seconds.
What was the name of the one we started last night?
The Secret Chord.
The Secret Chord. It's a novel, so it's not entirely true. I think it's elaborated, but it's about King David's life, but it's told from various different perspectives.
Sorry I was pausing there. I didn't know if we were still recording.
I stopped too because I thought that the computer stopped.
I did too, but I think we're still going. I think we're going.
Podcast wise we love listening to Dave Ramsey. We love listening to I Love You Must Remember This, which is a podcast about old Hollywood. I love listening to Tony Robbins.
I've been listening to this one called We Love the Crime Stuff too.
Yeah, we do.
Been listening, but I say it like that because everyone listens to the crime stuff. Also, there's one that I listened to last week called something about the, it was a 90s podcast. What was it called? Something about the, like
something about the 90s, and it talked about different episodes talk about some kind of a major thing that happened in the 90s. I listened to one that was about The Lion King and how impactful that was and how it all came to be. I listened to another one on Friends, the TV show Friends.
Because I'm actually watching Friends right now. So he put it on for me. It was yesterday or the day before, and I made him stop it because I felt like he was going to give me spoilers, because I have never watched Friends from beginning to end, but I've seen, you know, like so many of the episodes out of order, but excuse me, I want to watch it actually from beginning to end, and I don't want any spoilers.
Yeah.
And I'm almost into season 3 right now. It's so easy to binge. And that, now I feel like you're into it with me too. Like you just, it's just lighthearted and it's funny. And I find myself laughing out loud each episode and it's just relaxing. I love it. And we still have to finish Nashville too, by the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Next question is from Jay Williams, 1120. Did I miss the move to Canada? Weren't you in Ohio too? Now Nashville?
Yeah, that's how we feel.
That's how we feel. Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah.
We don't get it either.
We've already talked about this at length, but for those that don't get it, or haven't heard yet, I'll make it real quick.
Yeah, because I'm you guys are probably tired of hearing about it, because probably. We actually got a comment that they're tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, they're tired of hearing about our schedules
on iTunes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, but real quick, we live in LA. I got a job that took us to Toronto, or took me to Toronto. However, our family town is 5.5 hours from here in Ohio. So we got a little apartment there because we knew that Kenny and Angela were going to be there for a little while I was kind of doing some work and things like that in and out.
And it's a special time that we get to spend with our family too.
Yes. In the meantime, we purchased a home in Nashville, Tennessee. So we are currently moving out of our place in LA to Nashville and then looking for a new place in LA.
So we did sell our home in LA, but we are getting another property in LA just because we don't need that size of a home in LA if we're not going to be there 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So on to Manish, and he asked, have you watched Stranger Things?
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
every single episode.
And we love it.
Yep. Next question is from Saya Takapu. Sorry, Saya, for pronouncing. And I think it's Saya because that's actually what our nanny in LA, her name is Sylvia, and she went by Saya. Have you guys ever had plans on visiting the Pacific Islands? What is the Pacific Islands? Is that like where your grandfather was for World War II?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that area. But
they look beautiful.
But we've been to Tahiti and Bora Bora.
So those are considered Pacific Islands.
Well, it's a French Polynesia.
Okay. Because the air, where was he at?
Like Guam in that area?
Yeah, but the one island in particular that it starts with a T that your grandpa was on during World War II. After he was rescued, they took him there. I can't think of the name of it.
Well, now you're putting me on the spot. I wouldn't. But I could think of this.
Any other time, we would know it right now.
Well, it's a bunch of those islands down in that area.
Anyways, I looked that one up just to see what it looked like, because I wanted to know, after being stuck out at sea for, you know, how long was he at sea when he was shipwrecked?
Well, they were in
not
the water for
but.
Yeah, they were in the water for 5 days, just floating.
So for 5 days, he was, if you guys don't know his grandfather's story, it's Matt actually was in a movie about
it. Watch the movie.
USS Indianapolis. Is that on Netflix?
It used to be. It might still be.
It was Matt starred in it with Nicolas Cage, and it was a true story based on the actual Navy ship that sunk that Matt's grandpa survived. And there were how many survivors?
About 800.
But how many?
That went into the water, and then about 300 came out.
But then how many were originally on the ship?
I think there was like 1,100 or 1,200.
So let's say 1,200 and only 300 people survived. Isn't that insane? And his grandpa was one of the people who survived and went on to live a long, happy life. And I just wanted to look up the island that your grandpa went to after the ship sunk, because I wanted to know what he saw the first thing after. And it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember. You're talking about Tinian.
Tinian.
Well, Tinian is where they delivered the parts to the bomb.
Oh,
My grandpa's ship was the ship that delivered the atomic bomb from San Francisco, where they kind of built it, down to the Pacific Islands, where it was staged and then put on the airplane.
Got it. Okay. Then I can't remember the island that he got after he was rescued, where they went to.
I don't remember.
I have to look it up. Okay. Next question is from Luca Oliva. And she asked, do you always go to Matt's recordings? I'm assuming that she means Oh, she's from Brazil. So that's probably, she probably used a translator for that. I'm assuming that she probably means when you go to film.
Right. Like, do you come to...
Because recordings to me in my mind is like your voiceover stuff. Yeah. Which I don't go to that normally.
Maybe she's just meaning, do you come to like to the city
when you film? Yeah. I do. I always go with you when you travel, when you film. This is the first time that I didn't actually move with you. And it's literally only because we're so close to Ohio.
Yeah.
If this had been back in, if you would have been filming in Vancouver or New Orleans or Atlanta or whatever, we just would have went with you.
Yep.
Next question is from Sarah Bowers, 1976. What's your advice to a great marriage? That's a great question. I love that.
It is a good question.
Do you want to go first?
Don't get married.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Kidding. Tips to a great marriage. Well, I think that I would say, you know, laugh a lot. I mean, I think Angela and I have always laughed a lot and like kind of teased each other since the beginning. I would say laugh a lot.
You mean flirt?
Well, sure. I mean, I guess flirt and laugh.
I want you to flirt with me.
Flirt with you all the time.
I want you to flirt with me.
Hey, baby.
My biggest suggestion would be communication. It's so important. And it's something that, like, I feel like whenever there is an issue in a relationship, it's always because communication is at its lowest. You know, like whether feelings are hurt or something didn't get done or something was said, somebody somewhere stopped the communication or the transparency of the communication. And that's where things started to fall apart. I think that that's just key.
And keep it spicy. You know what I mean?
That's right up there with the flirting.
Right.
It's right up there with it. Also, this is one that I feel like people don't say enough. And I think it's like so important, is to keep your problems in your marriage. Find one to like two or three really close handful of friends who you know have your marriage at the utmost, have the utmost respect for your marriage, so that when you go to them and they give you advice, that they're looking to benefit your marriage and not benefit you.
That's good. I feel like like we said, we're Christians, and I feel like a lot of our Christian friends support, you know, our marriage and not just us as individuals.
That's so important, because if you have a girl, women, if you have a girlfriend who is like all about like girl power, I'm single, you should be single, and you go to her with problems with your husband, more than likely she's not looking out for your marriage. She's looking out for, hey, she can be single with me. Like, let's, you know, like you gotta like just consider your audience and make sure that they're coming from a really safe, healthy place.
Well, I think that's a mistake probably that a lot of people make. I guess because we are Christian, and you know, our friends in our circle do believe in marriage in that special way. I mean, not to say that we all don't, you know, make mistakes and things like that. But what I'm getting at is, like, there's friends and stuff aren't going to, because you said if they're single, but not even if they're single.
I'm not saying, I was just giving an example. I'm not saying that there can be, I have friends who are single who give amazing marriage advice. I'm just giving an example of, you just want to make sure that their head and their heart are for your marriage and not for you individually. That's what I mean.
Because what I'm getting at is, like, you can still have that friend that, even though they might not be single, that they're more just about like, you were, you know, he's wronged you,
or
she's wronged you, and she was terrible to you, and you need to, you know, man, you know, screw her, and like all that kind of stuff. But it shouldn't be like that. Yes. It should be more about like, okay, what can I do to like help you as a spouse, as a couple? How can I help you as a man be a better spouse? Like all that kind of stuff.
And
that was
also
a really long-winded answer.
One more thing. Do not run to your parents when you get into a fight with your spouse. And here's why. Mama and daddy, they cannot forgive your spouse as easily as you can. They're going to hold on to it. They're going to harbor feelings, going to harbor resentment, because you're their little girl, or you're their little their son or whatever, and they're going to look out for you, and they're just going to have a much harder time forgiving your spouse than you do, because guess what? You're going to kiss and make up really easy. And mom and dad, they're not going to kiss and make up with your spouse. So keep it to yourselves. Do not go to your parents. Find somebody that's in your life that's trustworthy, that has your marriage, the best interest of your marriage at heart, and do go that way. Go that route.
Yeah. What is that?
I'm getting a phone call, and I'm pretty positive that it's spam. Okay. It was interrupting my flow here because I couldn't see the next question. Next question is from Ari V, E-R-Y-V-E-E. How have you been? I know that you've been going through a lot. I'm assuming she probably means because of my postpartum. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really good, don't you think?
I think you are, yeah.
I'm still on Lexapro. I'd really like to get off of it soon. I've actually been really thinking about that. Not sure that it's the best time, with the move and everything. We are getting ready to go through the process of moving everything from LA to Nashville. Not everything, but the stuff that's coming to LA or from LA to Nashville.
We got a moving truck.
We got a semi.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's going to be very stressful. So I'm wondering if maybe I should just get over that big process before I start weaning myself off. But yeah. That's where I'm at. I'm sleeping good. I'm working out 3 times a week in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, she's not having any adverse effects or anything from medication. So it's almost as if she's not even taking it. So
yeah, it's kind of, I think I don't really need it anymore.
Yeah,
so,
maybe so.
Yeah. Next question is from Christy Pie 3. How do you feel about exposing children to TV, phones, iPads, etc., too young?
Well, yeah, I think they are too young. At the same time, I say it, we do it. So
I also think that she might be asking about giving them their own as well.
Yeah. I mean, look, my hopes are that is that our kid or kids don't have their own phones for quite a long time.
I'm never going to be the parent that's okay with sending McKinley off to her room with an iPad in her hand to go to bed at night. I'm not going to be that way. And I know that that's very common and that works for some people. But for me, I don't want to do that. Well, I want bedtime to be bedtime. I want mealtime to be mealtime. I don't want her to have an iPad in order to eat or go to sleep or anything like that. I don't want her to be dependent on technology.
Well, I mean, I think that's our ideal answer. Yes. But I think the real answer is that's what we can try to do. But, life happens. We end up giving her iPad quite a bit.
Not at home.
Well, I mean, sometimes when we're out and about.
When we're out and about. Okay, so this is the thing. When we travel, all bets are off.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
What do you mean?
Even when we get in the we did this exact same thing last week. Even when we get in the car, we give her iPad.
Yes, but at home, she doesn't ever have alone screen time.
Right. Well, she's 21 months, so hopefully that continues when she's 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. We'll see. And who knows? Technology might be different by then.
It might be
like a hologram on her wrist. Who knows?
Oh my gosh. Can you even imagine?
Like a virtual reality. Who knows?
When we live in the Jetsons life.
I know.
Where are we at on time?
We should wrap it up. You can probably do another question or so.
Next one is from Lucy Elizabeth. Are you planning on coming to the UK anytime soon?
We have no plans.
No plans.
You never know though. Things could happen. I could book a movie over there tomorrow. So who knows?
And then Priscilla J15, where are you going since you're road tripping? We've already answered this. We're in Toronto. We were just road tripping to Toronto. Another one from Priscilla J15. What is the funniest thing that Kenny has done?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like every day or two, like she does something that we like really laugh at. Not at her, just with her.
I don't even know.
I mean, no, it's constant though. But
it is, but like the funniest. Like that.
Man. Okay. I got one.
What?
A couple days ago. It's gross, but it's funny because she's a kid. She was in the bathtub and she squatted down just enough so that the water line was like above her little tushy, and ripped one in the water and then smiled at us.
Yeah, she thought it was funny. She knew what she was doing.
It's like she bent down in the water just to like hear it muffle or something like that. I don't know. It was hilarious though. And she thought it was cute and that made it even cuter. So I feel like that's a great one to end on. What do you think?
We can do that. We have a ton more questions. So should we pick these up next week?
Yeah, maybe we could do a part two.
Do a part two?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Okay, well, hey guys, thanks for listening to, what was it, 74?
Episode 74.
Episode 74. Hello, baby. Appreciate it. I got to go off to work now. I think we'll wrap it up.
Follow us at Matt Lanter, at Angela Lanter. You could even follow the podcast and subscribe to the podcast on Instagram. It's at Hello Baby Podcast. Send us a DM over there, some questions or whatever. Maybe we can do it next week. Answer your questions next week. And, you know, leave us a review, a comment on Apple Podcasts / iTunes, if you still want to call it that. And I mean, they've changed it recently. But, yeah, and go over there and rate us. It always helps us. And we appreciate it. Love you guys.
All right, guys. See you next week.